6 runs on the Sunfish. The last 5 as executive officer. Since your father was a quartermaster, I observed his performance every day. Believe me, you can be very, very proud of your father. He was only, an 18-year-old kid when I went aboard, but he was much, much more mature for his age. He was a leader. He had a great disposition and a great sense of humor. We attacked a convoy one time, submerged, and were depth charged by 2 destroyers afterwards. We took 185 depth charges, some of them very close. We were driven down to 480 feet, which was like 180 feet below our test depth. Your father's job at the time was to record each explosion in a notebook. He'd make a mark each time. He was sitting in the corner of the conning tower, unperturbed, between attacks. He had a book and he was reading a book. He'd read the book and there'd be more depth charges and then he'd put more marks in the book. I'll tell you a story about the type of brain he had and the quick thinking he was able to do. We're in a rest camp in Guam. And we had a regulation on our ship, a rule rather, that if you wanted to wear a beard, as a lot of submariners did, you had to wear it for at least 6 months, and you couldn't shave it off before you got into port. We believed that most people grew beards because they were too lazy to shave. But your father grew a beard. He was the only one on the Sunfish that grew a beard. As I said, we were in this dress camp, and he was going down to the wash house one day to take a shower. All he had on was a towel around his neck. The base commander came along the road in a car with a Red Cross gal with him. My father stood, faced the car. Car stopped, base commander got out, said to your father, "What's your name and what boat?" Your father said, "Jones, Sea Fox." He went in the wash house, borrowed a razor, and shaved his beard right there. They searched all over the base for Jones, Sea Fox. They never did find him.